Triple M's ruined it's for breakfast for Bob Jane T-Marts. For more tyres, wheels and deals, visit bobjane.com.au.
Last night, Liam, I was very alarmed to be watching the news because people in our job, we fly around a fair bit. Flying today, as a matter of fact. Steve Pavinas from the Aviation Authority, he's an engineer, said this.
We say that they should ground these aircraft in their entirety until such time they know which aircraft are cracked and which aircraft aren't.
All right, the fleet of Qantas 737s, all right. He went on to say that Virgin's fleet are newer and younger, so they're okay, fly with them, which is a big, big thing for him to say.
That is a massive call, pushing people across to Virgin. I don't feel, I know that I'm hardly an expert, but it's inconceivable to me that Qantas would take a risk.
Well, I'd like to think that our safety record in this country is second to none. James Nixon is an expert. He's an author, in fact, of the crash of MH370. He's a retired 380 captain. Let's get him on. James, good morning. Are we safe at the moment flying Qantas?
Good morning, guys. Well, I think I'm very safe at the moment because I'm on the ground. But when you're asking people like pilots what you think about planes with cracks in them, what do you reckon we're going to say? The problem with this aeroplane is the cracks are an older aircraft. And Boeing have said there's problems with older aircraft and that they've got to be checked. They've checked them, they've checked some of them, and they found two of them, it appears, with cracks in them. So they've got to fix these cracks. All aeroplanes get cracks because the wings go up and down and bend around in the wind. They're designed to do that. And so it's just a thing that has to be done.
So, James, you can fly a plane safely fly a plane with cracks in it.
Well, probably every plane's got cracks in it because there's amazing forces on the wings when they take off and land and stay up in the sky. It's amazing what the wings go through and the amount of flex that is built into them to stop them fracturing. So there's probably hairline cracks in all sorts of places in aeroplanes, and these are inspected in various interval checks. The C check and the D check are ones where they just about tear the airplane apart and go through it microscopically to look for cracks. If they find cracks, they either replace the component or they fix the crack area.
Did you follow this story yesterday? I mean, are you alarmed at all?
I'm alarmed that planes are flying around that old in Australia. I didn't think we had such an ageing fleet. I've come from Emirates after 10 years with Emirates, and we have brand new airplanes all the time. So we don't really have problems like that. Mind you, when the A380 first started, it had problems with wing cracks, which was fixed. But as you get older aeroplanes, the cracks become more numerous.
Well, tell me, James, do I trust Qantas too much? Because I just feel as though it's inconceivable to me, as I said earlier, that they would take any risks.
Yeah, well, as they say, if you reckon safety is expensive, try having an accident. Don't worry, there's not one aircraft manager in Australia that wants to put their aircraft in jeopardy at all. Mm. And there's a lot of talk down here in Melbourne that this is a political thing between the union and the company. And you've got to sift through what's real and what's not. So I don't know enough about the inside workings of the company and also the union to work out what's real and what's not. What I'm glad to find out is that they're addressing this issue, and if they have to ground the planes that haven't been checked until they're checked, that's what they'll do. CAS is looking across this at every minute of the day to make sure that they perform well. So don't worry, CAS is looking at this and making sure that Qantas do the right thing.
All right. Thanks so much, James. James Nixon, as I said, he's got a book out. You'd find quite interesting reading, I reckon. The Crash of MH370. He's a retired 380 captain. Little bit of a grey area, really, still, I reckon, Lima. I'm not too sure what to think.
Did to you flying Qantas today?
No, I'm not. I'm now driving to Sydney. No, we're flying Virgin, actually.
Are there any cracks in your car?
Probably. A few cracks in the driver. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to watch this story with interest. Over the next 2 days, they're going to check every one of those planes. There are 75 in the fleet. They'll all be checked, so let's see what comes out of it. Ruined, it's on Triple M with Limo.
Triple M's ruined it's for breakfast for Bob Jane T-Marts. For more tyres, wheels and deals, visit bobjane.com.au.
Hi, Rodney Jane here. Bob Jane T-Marts are loaded with mighty deals on great brands. Buy three, get one free, and up to $100 instant cash back on a huge selection of tyres from Bridgestone, Michelin, Goodyear and J-Trax. With Australia's largest tyre range from just $59 and best tyre price guarantee, plus the biggest wheel selection from only $99. Score a mighty deal. At Bob Jane T-Marts, we'll look after you. T's and C's apply. Bob Jane.